when she's been, and
like a BB moment, which is like a beautiful black moment. Did we get any of those in this episode?
Black.
We have a chaotic vibe moment of the
chaotic vibe moment. And you're watching Black Vibe Reality.
Black Vibe Daddy.
And those who love us.
Hello, you are watching and are listening to the Black Bi Reality Podcast, a podcast for Black Bi baddies, those who love us, and we are continuing our season of coverage for Survivor 47 with episode 10, and I am here with Janelle Achaux. Hello.
Hey, Nicole. I'm so glad to be back. I enjoyed each time I've been on with you, and I cannot wait to chat about this episode. It was such a fun episode. It's been such great episodes. Like, these last three, four, I've been loving it.
They are playing hard. It's been pretty good, and we had a huge showdown. We have to start with a very emotional situation. I mean, first of all, Lavo. Teenie is not happy with Miss Genevieve's betrayal. She spearheaded the salvo. My thing is, Genevieve, you did not have to spearhead it. You could have voted, but it's a lot to actually go against and then hide it from Teenie. I don't think I would be able to get over this, but what about you?
Yeah, I mean, I understand Teenie's frustration. I also, like Genevieve said, didn't expect Teenie to think that Genevieve was purposely trying to make her look stupid. I don't think that at all, because we saw Genevieve talking about it last week, that she was like, I'm concerned I'm going to lose Teenie if I do this, but I still need to do what's best for my game. I really resonated with Genevieve when she was speaking, because I feel like if I played a game like this, I'm such a empathetic person. I'm always thinking about people, their feelings. I would be feeling like Genevieve felt in that confessional when she was getting emotional and talking about how she didn't want to be close to people, because that just makes it harder. And you could tell that she cared about the friendship that she just built with Teenie. That would be me. Like, that would be me. And I think that that aspect of the game, how challenging it could be emotionally, is something that the fan base just can't understand. It's not so easy when you're living with people, you know, surviving together, starving together, to just cut them off. But put her game first, as she should.
True. And also, I'm just like, you have to have a longer memory, because Teenie, this is not the first time Genevieve did you like this. It's really not. You should be gunning for her as much as she's doing it to you. And it's just kind of nuts that, like, yes, you're in the same position again, but also, what have you done to weaken Genevieve's game? She's just running around all over the place.
Yes, and I guess this was a little bit of a wake-up call, not enough, because we know the end results. But yeah, Teenie has a short memory, but I think she just likes her. Like, she just likes her. So, she felt hurt.
Also, we got to talk about the queerness part, because this is very interesting, right? So, Teenie is non-binary, I believe, accepts all pronouns. And it was very interesting then when Teenie's like, this is kind of triggering how I feel about my identity. Yes. And yes, I already came out probably as queer for sexuality-wise, but gender is just different. And now you're in a non-binary place, and that's hard when you're in a binary world. I mean, we saw Teenie earlier this season try to get a girl's thing going, and in the confessional, Teenie didn't seem against that, and of course it didn't happen most of the time. It doesn't happen, but I think, yeah, it probably hits a bit harder as well that Genevieve's a woman, and almost every turn, even though Teenie really wants to be like, work with me and make these dreams come true, it's not happening.
Yeah, it seemed like when she was speaking about that, it also tugged at my heartstrings. A young person just trying to find, like, where they fit in the world. So many people can relate to that on so many levels. But I think her feeling rejected by Genevieve, and she talked about how in the real world she's super social, she wants to be liked by everybody, that just struck a nerve with her and brought up all that emotion. This game seems to bring out such things in people, and that's one of the things that I find most fascinating about games like this, about Big Brother, because who they are and how they live their regular life trickles into how they play this game.
Absolutely. And
trying to get that acceptance from Genevieve, you know, she likes her, so it's interesting.
Yeah, I mean, Teenie, you don't need acceptance from Genevieve.
You don't. Like, obviously, she's willing to lie to you and not include you in the vote, so.
Yeah. No.
To see her talk about Genevieve as a possibility later in the game. So I was like, get it, Teenie.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. We're now on the revenge kick, okay? And honestly, I had this from the first time these two were going head-to-head of Kashan or Rome.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot. So I'm just like, this has been an underlying theme throughout 47, and it's very interesting. Now, besides all of that, Genevieve knows. Has she been bragging about this move? Why does everyone know she was behind it?
I don't know, because, well, Teenie said that Andy told her at Tribal, but maybe that conversation started flying around. I don't know how it's just known that it was Genevieve. Because I thought she was very inconspicuous with how she was putting it together last week. I didn't think it was loud and bold. So that, I think there was some conversations that happened that we just did not see. That's the only thing I can come up with.
Yeah.
Everybody was attributing it to her. Absolutely everybody.
It's not good. It's not good. So she's like the tallest blade of grass gets cut, so she knows that she needs to pull the alligabler and go down under. I will always make that metaphor, even though I know people probably hate it. I don't care. Now, moving on to our boys. Andy is he busy. I love this bisexual.
Listen, because you said revenge. Speaking of revenge, Andy ain't letting go of nothing. Mm-mm. I love his energy. He just came out of nowhere with all this wanting to be a villain, I love it. It's cracking me up. I seriously enjoy it because it's not like the mean, nasty type. It's like the fun, silly, I'm about to get you before you get me. He's relishing in it. His edit is so fun to me.
I
want him at the end so bad to deliver this a kind of speech that he's giving us in the confessionals that he hasn't had a chance to show. It would be chef's kiss if he gets there.
He has changed so much of his first. It's so good. Like, I hope that they continue to be too busy with Genevieve and Kyle and all these other threats, as Andy is just like, what do you need help? Come to me. I can help you.
And people are going to him. How many people went to him this week? Like, people are seeking Andy to talk about where they want to go. They want to work with him. I'm loving it. I'm loving it.
So he's trying to build trust with Kyle. Then Sam tells Andy that he's scared of Genevieve just when Andy was bonding, I think, with Genevieve. So he's like, okay. And literally, he came from the school of Sandra. He said, anyone but me. That's literally his energy. Love it for him.
Yes. Love it.
And then he flat out tells Rachel that Genevieve is targeting her. Did he just straight up lie?
No, because Genevieve did say she's worried about Rachel. I feel like she said that this episode. He said his goal is to pit people against each other so they're looking at each other and not at him. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think also what Rachel later says, I was like, girl, do you not remember how you were debating on using your idol just a minute ago? But again, Rachel seems to also have short-term memory right now. So let's move on to this food challenge, shall we?
I would be pissed if I got this challenge. Like, this is a challenge I would never want to play.
No.
Never.
Andy has given us more. If you thought that the hip action with that solv was enough, he said, no, I'll give you more. You see this ball? I'm biting it. Like, it's the juiciest watermelon in the world, and I'm just going to throw it.
Yeah, he was good. What do you think? You think you would do good at this challenge? I would be terrible at this.
I can do it. I train in Brazilian jiu-jitsu, so I'm used to being on the ground.
Oh, I don't even know what that is. I'm gonna have to look it up when we get off of here. But no, I don't want the sand in my face. I don't. I'm like, my pants would fall off or something. Or like, it's like that's.
No, that's like my worst fear.
Yes.
I hope that they would be like, all right, pause. Like, I have no clue what they do in that situation, but
Neither.
we can't have a Richard Hatch situation in 47.
Season 15, China. Amanda, she
Now,
was
don't
doing
do Amanda like this.
she was doing a challenge, and she had a buff for a top. It was a season where they started the game, didn't know they were gonna start it, and halfway through the challenge, her buff came down, completely exposed. She had no idea. She went hard in challenges, and nobody stopped her. Nobody said, "Wait a minute, wait
Okay.
a minute." So
Okay.
this person would probably likely be more aware that their pants were around their ankles than she was, but they didn't
Yeah.
stop it. They kept it going. They blurred it, but everybody saw it.
I'd rather my top fall off than my bottoms. What do you think?
With the way they're moving, absolutely.
You okay?
Yes. Yeah, that you're seeing everything, Nicole.
I don't need anyone judging my buttocks.
Yeah.
But you can't be mad at boobs. You can't
Right.
be.
Boobs are
Who's like
boobs.
ugh
Yeah.
to boobs?
And then you could just like stay on the ground till you like fix yourself. You know what I
Yeah.
mean? Yeah, there's redemption after that when the pants is a wrap.
Let's get back to this. All right, so yes, they had a wiggle like a worm across the beginning of this race. There was also three teams. Let me point that out. So yellow was Genevieve, Sue, Teenie. So Genevieve and Teenie are still trying to work together.
Yep, I
Why?
think that was random though. That was random.
Oh,
I think.
I wish they would say
Yeah.
Reed. So red is Gabe, Andy, and Caroline, and then blue is Kyle, Sam, and Rachel.
Yep.
I think it was pretty fair. And then after they have to go ahead and use the worm and push this ball across, they then have to basically bowl. Yeah. Roll the ball and try to get it into the hole. Now, this is such a good shot. Kyle, Sam, and Rachel end up winning. This is the food challenge, so their prize is to go to the sanctuary. I feel like I've seen Kyle eat a lot.
Yeah, because he wins everything.
And yet he's so small. Why did he say like a buck 20? Like, what's
Yes,
happening?
that's tiny. That's tiny.
That's high
The
school.
wind, yeah, the wind can blow you over, tiny. That's tiny.
Yes. So that means Kyle, Sam, and Rachel get to hang out and talk before this tribal. So I noticed Sam was limping away, talking about, I'm feeling good. I finally won.
Yeah,
He was
he
like,
needed
oh.
it. He needed it for some morale. I like Sam. I appreciate his efforts, and he don't care who he throws under the bus. Because he quickly threw Rachel last week, like flung her, flung.
Here's the thing. Sam low key is learning from Andy. He's low key pulled an Andy last week. This week is like, but Rachel, you my girl. You've always been my girl, Rachel. And Rachel's like, why are these men being so emotional?
Exactly.
So emotional. So we have to talk. They finally do have a private conversation when Kyle walks away to actually talk about that betrayal. Now, he assures Rachel that he wants to work with her. Rachel has learned, we'll see how
Yes.
long it'll stay that
Yeah.
she's learned, but she's like, I'll use him for information. He's gonna tell me everything because he thinks he still has me. I was like, ooh, okay.
Yes. I was proud of her for like thinking, yeah, you keep saying you want to work with me, you keep saying you want to play with me, but yet every time you have a chance to betray me, you do. So I like the way she approaches the game. I like Rachel a lot. So I hope that she continues to be cautiously optimistic. Get your information, Rachel, but don't rely on Sam.
Nah.
Sam is gonna do the most self-interested thing, as he should. I like self-interested players. Mm-hmm. But as long as she is playing with him with that knowledge, hopefully she makes smart decisions. Because don't tell him nothing. Because if he thinks he's going to benefit him, he's blowing up your spot.
Right. Yeah. And for Kyle, he starts talking about what they're going to do. And it was Sam who filled in, so you're talking Gabe. I wish he would just let Kyle say the name.
Right.
But Sam's anxious. He had Gabe's name before.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yeah, that could have been it. If Sam would have kept his lips shut, he could have let Kyle say it and use that information against Kyle.
Mm-hmm.
They can't get this man out either because he don't stop winning. But, yeah, I agree.
Yeah, he don't. So, he's now considering. He knows, like, look, it's going to be, we're the biggest threats. He leads Chukwu, but I'm winning every single immunity. So it's just a matter of time. But then he later starts regretting. He's like, oh, if I get rid of him, will it be me? I'm going to be a father sitting up there. And everyone's going to be like, I'm going to have to give it to him because he has babies on top of it. And Kyle, you thought about this too late.
Yes, absolutely. You should have kept your mouth shut earlier. But Kyle also seems like, last week we saw him talk about how he really got to know Saul, how he was enjoying Saul. But when Saul's name came up, Kyle was vulnerable. He's like, all right. Like, he didn't try to fight to keep Saul. So I'm not surprised at all. Like, not in the least bit. What did you think about Sue's hate rant for Kyle?
Oh my gosh. This woman, you know who has a long memory?
She don't forget nothing.
She sure don't. She said, he wrote my name down. And it's like, oh my goodness, Sue. She overdid the contour this time because we were talking about how good her dirt contour was in the past. I was like, Sue, what's going on in this episode? Yeah.
Her face was so dirty. So dirty.
It was crazy. But yeah, she's chopping coconut, talking about, she's saying she wants to off him. We could just say cut. We could just say vote out, Sue. That's like,
it's
normal.
A little intense. Yeah, it's a little intense. She really wants Kyle gone. They missed the opportunity last week. That was idiotic in my opinion. I don't know how you go for Saul over Kyle.
Yeah. Also, I think what probably adds insult to injury is that if Kyle wasn't there, she would have been the one of, like, four-time immunity.
Yes, because she's killing it in these challenges. Mad respect to her, you know, but she's killing it. So that is also a big motivation, I'm sure, because she's always right there for the win.
Yeah.
That probably makes her extra bitter. You're right.
Yes, it does. Because I was like, this doesn't make sense, but it's definitely that. She's a competitive and proud woman. Mm-hmm. Anytime that someone underestimates, she'll be like, oh, I work in the plane business and drive. And that is a male-dominated field. I do not not believe her. But at the same time, she's going in on Kyle, like, how often do we have to hear how poor he is? Ma'am!
I was dying at that. Well, if he gets to the end and she's on the jury, she's not going to care about how poor he is or how many children he has.
That's one less vote. Everyone else in this episode said, I will vote. I will vote for Gabe. But also, I think the big unsaid thing, too, is I'm going to vote for Kyle.
Listen, but I would say that as a player just to get the target on somebody's back. Even if I didn't think it, I'm going to say it. Because for me, the only game Kyle really has is his wins. I don't know what he's doing outside of that. Mm-hmm. He just seems to sway with whatever the group wants. You know what I mean? Like, he didn't try to keep Saul. I don't think it was necessarily good for his game to get Gabe out right now.
Mm-hmm.
I think that he's absolutely right. With Gabe gone, he's already at public enemy number one for a lot of people. But I don't think it was the best move for him. I guess we'll see how it plays out for him and how long he'd last. But I really don't see him as like this. He can win, but there's not much more there from my perspective as a player.
Agreed. It will be very interesting if he gets that far of what he will say about his personal game. I mean, the true hardship was when he was back on Tuku, because he lost TK, which was going to be his power buddy, and then had to, like, figure things out with Tuku, which never went to tribal. So it's like, you can't say, oh, and I worked my way from the bottom. It's like, no, you guys just all stuck together. But I don't know. Also, people are just like, yeah, he's won. Jeff pointed out, there's very few people who have won 4+ immunity challenges. Absolutely. So it's he gets to be in a small group.
Yeah, it's like less than 10 people. Parvati, Kim.
Yeah. It's very few. So I just, I don't know how that would go. But also, just because of this, there were so many interesting characters this season, 47. And just the fact that this man keeps saying, I'll be back, I'll be back. It's like, are you sure?
Are you really
have we looked at our competition yet? Like, I don't know. He doesn't know what the edit's going to be. But for me, right. I feel like Gabe was not. I don't know. What do you think about Gabe and his part entertainment-wise of this season? What do you think we're looking at Survivor 50? Is it a shoe-in for Gabe? Because
you're saying that on social media?
No, it was in the episode.
Oh, I missed that then. I didn't even hear him say that. No.
Yeah.
That sticks. Like, I don't think, like, when I think of this season, I'm necessarily going to think of Gabe. I've enjoyed some of his game. I didn't like what they did to Tiana a couple weeks ago. I didn't like that. But she was after him, so I guess I can't really blame him.
That was also, they were forced to do that.
Yes.
And he didn't talk negatively about her afterwards, which was, like, important to me. So,
did you see him on social media?
Oh, yeah, that part.
Yeah.
But I mean, on the show.
Right.
Like, the game move seemed to be purely game.
Yes.
And that was it. And so, yeah. But yeah, we'll keep on talking. Now, Gabe says the pro to keeping Kyle is knowing he'll always know where to vote. Mm-hmm. Con is he's a front runner and a win if he's in next to him. At least that's what he believes.
Right. Yeah. But he also talked about the fact that he thinks Kyle's going to come for him. And Kyle was more than willing this episode. At least at the beginning of it.
The way that they said goodbye to each other, I'm like, oh, they're actually closer than I thought. I feel like I don't understand Tuku. Before, at the beginning of the season, I absolutely said, oh, I think I understand, like, all the tribe dynamics. Now I'm like, I actually don't know what was going on Tuku. Everyone's saying he was running things, but they actually didn't show that. And that's why I'm also thinking, like, because you did all that work, and I'm actually seeing the proof of that work, and yet they didn't show your work.
Right. Yeah, I agree with you. I didn't see him as the head of anything at all. And I don't think he's particularly, like, entertaining. I don't know. I don't dislike him, but he was not like some huge. I was not a fan of Mr. Rome that much.
You know,
he was not my favorite, but he at least brought a lot of stuff. Like, oh, I'm like, oh, get him, or oh, I'm glad that bit him. Like, he evoked a lot of emotion out of me as a viewer. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to remember Roman this season, whether for good or for bad. That's debatable depending on who you talk to. But I feel like Rome would get a call before a game.
You know? Yeah. But we'll see. All right, we also did have an immunity challenge, but Jeff is like, hey, final nine, want a bag of rice? You guys are all looking pretty thin, so let's do it. And season 47, the one thing that they have been telling Jeff is, like, we're not down for your new era stuff, okay? It's a merge. I'm going to get to know all these people who can target me tomorrow. I'm not worried about looking for a little advantage. And Jeff was like, how are you talking to me like that? When I put something in the game, you do it. And they were like,
yes. Mm-mm. They were like, uh-huh. And it's true. You get one of them little advantages, especially the public ones. It's like a target on your face. I mean, I got their point, but I'm still looking. But I'm going to look and I'm going to be like Rachel and I'm going to keep it to my damn self. So then nobody has a reason to target me. She's the only one of the only ones in this new era that has been able to get something and hasn't told the whole entire world. You know?
Well, for that one, you had to tell because then it plays a part True. In the challenge. And Genevieve was the one who got it. So
yeah,
we're seeing a theme with Genevieve. Now, he starts off and he's like, four of you sit out. They were like,
No. Negative, so
then, Kyle asks if they can all give up their shot in the dark. Now, Jeff is like, but the shot in the dark is so very important to the Survivor game. Why would you ever
give up that?
It's always been here. No one would ever do such a thing. And they're like, it's literally something new. It's literally something random. Yes. We're giving it up because you can still vote in this game, Jeff.
And it's worked. It's been since season 40, seven seasons. It's worked one time in seven seasons. Like, your odds are not great for the shot in the dark.
No.
So I don't think it was, like, stupid of anybody to give it up for Rice. Because Genevieve was like, Genevieve, the chances of you pulling it are so slim. One time in seven seasons.
So. Yes, that's very true. Now, Sam's the only holdout on this right now because he's like, I've been at the bottom. Right. Okay? Mm-hmm. Why would I work with y'all when y'all are barely working with me? Which actually makes sense. Now Gabe starts to work. This is the one time they finally show Gabe manipulating something. And Gabe was just like, you know, your vote is so much more important. Sam's like, you haven't cared about my vote this whole time.
And Sam's right. Sam's been at the bottom.
And Gabe is just like, no. It's fine. You know, the Rice, now he kind of knew what kind of person Sam is because he's like, your athleticism, Sam. All of those big muscles. You're a big boy, Sam. You need some Rice and you're going to beat Kyle, little buck 20.
And he fell right into his hands. It worked. You know what I mean?
He did, and Jeff called it later. It was so bad. Yeah. So they all give up their shot in the dark to play. And what they do, they're standing on a balance beam. They start off with this board that they balance like a ping pong ball on. And there's three levels to this. They're adding up to three balls. Now, all of a sudden, Fiji's want to act up.
I feel bad because I'd be pissed if the win, like,
now? But honestly, everyone did pretty well considering it was like only one gust of wind that really took out a few.
Yeah.
And yeah, they're all trying to be focused, trying to be zen. This is so beautiful. Yeah. But, you know, basically, what has always happens. It goes down to Sue.
And Kyle
wins. And you know, Sue's at least a good sport right after the win.
Publicly,
she's like, "Oh, good job, took a job, Kyle." And then later, what's this?
I was like, her vendetta just grew 10 times stronger because that man beat her again.
Like, this man needs to go. Yeah. So, after that, we're figuring out what we can do. It can't be Kyle. So, Gabe talks to Tuku, and he's like, hey, we can get Genevieve. Sam is now trying to stir up his own voting board with Rachel, Teenie, and Andy, and they're like, let's do Gabe. There's so many conversations going on. Because then Caroline's finally like, I'm ready. She has been team Tuku. We're sticking together. This is a family.
Yes.
I was care who we hate. We're coming through together. So Caroline goes to Andy about targeting Gabe. She said, don't tell anyone. Caroline. I remember how you did Tiana. Okay. You tell or I will.
Listen. And honestly, for some of these people, to me, the bigger threat was Genevieve. I feel like she would get her agenda across easier than Gabe ever would. I feel like she was a much bigger threat, but good on her for sure. Like, you know, we know what happens, but I'm surprised that Gabe was the pick out of the two.
I'm not.
No, I am.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, Genevieve is good. She stood out for getting those votes, but that's about it. Like, Gabe, I guess, has consistently shown that he's running the show over at Tuku for all of those votes.
I mean, that is also very true. They voted where Gabe went. That's also very true. And four numbers is a lot of people when there's nine. Like, yeah. They just need to pull in one or two more. That's an excellent point. But from my perspective, like, strategically, I'd be looking at Genevieve hard. But I like her, so.
Yeah. I have a feeling a lot of her stuff, though, is happening in confessionals. Just like Andy. Like, they're doing a lot in their confessionals. What Teeny thought that Genevieve was doing in the confessionals is like you said earlier, like the nasty kind of confessionals. Instead, it's like, I'm scheming in my confessionals, but it's all a game, okay?
Yes.
So it was just the worst case scenario coming to Teeny's head. Now, Rachel is also in the mix. Because Rachel is, like, telling Caroline that she wants Genevieve first. She was like, oh, yeah, I like Gabe, but what about Genevieve? I'm like, Rachel, you are on thin ice. You're literally on thin ice. Because, yes, you have an idol, but you almost played that very recently, Rachel.
Yes.
So we don't need to be shown spearheading the Genevieve.
Was that her that gave the analogy about the boat? Was that Rachel?
I don't know about a boat analogy.
She was talking about, I think it was her. I want the boat to go in a certain direction, but I don't want it. That was Caroline. Never mind. That was Caroline. Because she wanted to go the boat. I think that was the Caroline to go in a certain direction, but she doesn't necessarily want to have the wheel. I like that analogy.
It
I'm not sure on Survivor with planned analogies, because they seem to come up with these analogies. Like, they drop them out. And they love to put them in the edit.
That's true. They love an analogy. All right. So after that, Kyle finally tells Gabe. I feel like he probably went at the very last second. He's really, really like, is this a good or a bad move? And he sells out the plan to Gabe. Your name is going out here, but it's also, it's your gen, basically. Now, Gabe is running back to Miss Genevieve and was like, I know my name was in your mouth. So now what? And Genevieve's like, no one's talking to me. I'm not worried about you right now. I'm worried about me.
As she should be, yes. That was like, bold of him, though. I don't know what he wanted to accomplish with that. Like, what did you think? I would be out saying, can we vote Genevieve? That's what I would be working on. What is running back to Genevieve going to do?
I really did wonder if then them two were going to come up with a plan.
To do someone else?
To do a third option to just disrupt? Because it's like, yeah, if you already know what it's coming down to, you could try to work to get more people in favor for this. Or cause chaos and throw someone else under the bus.
Yeah, that's a good point. I wonder what would have happened when he was like, I'm hearing it's you or me tonight. So let's work together and get it on somebody besides us. I wonder what would happen if he would have had that approach.
And then if he pulled in Kyle and was just like, Kyle, I'm literally your shield. So we need to also get that together. That's three very powerful people. Sue was never going to betray him. So
Gabe
that's
could have brought Sue. Yes, he could have brought Sue. Sue would have done whatever. If Sue found out, oh, Gabe or whomever else, she would have went along with it. That would have been interesting if he would have thought to do that, Nicole. You're right.
It would. I think I'm still living in last week's episode, though, because there were so many names that I'm just like, oh, my God, all the possibilities.
I know. Last week was nuts at the end.
Nuts. Okay. So that's basically where we're at before we hit tribal. Now, we're wet. It's a wet tribal. Ooh. And when Sierra and Saul walked in, Saul looks like he belongs in Fast and Furious. He's Vin Dieseling.
Right, at that best. I was like, okay, Saul. Right.
Saul, why did you bother? That's my question. Your titties out everywhere on this national television. Why even bother with that fabric?
I guess he liked the look.
He has hoochie mama, if I ever saw one. And I love that Teeny's queer self was like,
ooh.
Like, it was, to me, it was to both of them. I was having, that's my chaotic vibe moment. It's just
really
Sierra and Saul walking in drenched. They look like they're oiled up, even though it's just rain.
Water,
and just like,
yeah.
I was like, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Glistening. I guess with the lights and everything, they were glistening.
They were. They were. I was like, okay, jury, let's keep cutting to the jury. Andy said that they all agreed to give up their shot in the dark. Sierra's all look shocked. They're like, this is so stupid. Is it?
I don't think it is. I would give up my shot in the dark for food because it's not like it's an idol. It's not a guaranteed thing of safety. It's a one in nine at this point. I think it, because I think it goes down like 1 in 8, 1 in 7. And I think it, I don't even know how long it goes, but
yeah,
I would have given up my food, my shot in the dark for rice in a second.
I do think, though, for people who are still feeling the wound of losing out on their survivor dream, they're like, you gave up anything and you're still in this over me? I wouldn't have done that. I would, you know? So
yeah.
I think I'm a little of that.
Yeah, I get that, too. I'm just saying that's what I would do. At least.
Same, same. And then Jeff is like, actually, you weren't all in agreement. Gabe, you want to talk about how you manipulated Sam? And it's like, Jeff, you messed up. Yeah.
I was like, dang, you didn't have to put him on Front Street like that.
Like, that's something he could have whipped out later if he made it to... Jeff be blowing up people's spots.
Yeah, and don't care. Like, Jeff, he... I've heard a lot of alumni say that tribal council is dangerous and Jeff could get you in a trap. You gotta be careful what you say. And he also says a lot. I'm like, Jeff, shh.
Stick to analogies. Stick to analogies.
Yes.
Don't say anyone's name. Like, that has to be the strategy.
Yeah, we don't need you exposing how I convince somebody to do something for my good. Like, come on, Jeff.
Nah. And then Rachel, she has a moment where she sucks up to the jury saying, you know, Saul and Sierra aren't sitting over there because they weren't threats to anyone's game. They absolutely were. And it's like, okay, Rachel, this is also why you need to watch out. And you probably should keep Genevieve to cover for you a little bit longer because you don't need to be sucking up like this.
I thought it was a good play, but I agree. It's just going to have people looking like, we see what you're doing, Rachel. We see you.
She already has Saul.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, down packed. Well, maybe, did she vote Saul out? No, that was Teeny.
Even if she did, I think Saul would be like good with her because they really were bonding at the end there. And
yeah,
then she started out on not Lavo but Argata tribe. So
yeah,
she actually has two of the trees. You need to you need to act like you don't even know those people.
Right. Absolutely.
All right, and then finally they're gonna go ahead and say, oh, Genevieve knows that the block is hot, so she says that she's second guessing giving up her shot in the dark, which I know Jeff was relieved, but don't.
I like that, Nicole. Yes, I've heard that in a long time. Yeah. I don't know. I just think the shot in the dark is, like, you know, Jeff is obsessed with his advantages. I just think she wanted to let people know that she's aware that she's in trouble and she's scared, you know?
Yeah, for sure. And then we get to voting. So Genevieve was like, oh, it's me. That's who I be. Like, I really try to predict where the vote is going by the order. And when she got two, she's like, oh no, I got all the rest. And then he said, Gabe. I'm like, Jeff, you messy. Why would you do that?
Because he's Jeff. That's why.
So Gabe goes out. Five votes. And Genevieve got two. That was probably
him and Stu. And mm-hmm. Gabe. Yep.
Yeah. So, you know, Gabe, he hugs Caroline, but he says, ooh, you got a little snake in you.
I wonder how he knew that she was even involved at all. I guess he's just upset that she didn't vote for Genevieve because he knows it's only him and Steve, probably.
Yeah.
Kyle, too. Like, he has to know his people flop sides immediately, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, well. And then he tells Jeff, before he snuffs out his torch, I'll be back. And he says it again after the credits. And I'm like, sure, let's manifest.
Yes. I don't think so. I don't think it's in the cards for Gabe, but good for him for believing in himself. I like that.
I think eventually, I don't know about as soon as he thinks, just because there's a lot going on. There's a lot going on for 50.
There's a lot of good contenders. I have no idea how they're going to pick. And I know you said you started watching Survivor later, but there is a season where they had people vote on who's coming back.
Oh.
Game changer. It's the season Jeremy won, I believe.
Oh.
Oh, I'm pretty sure it's the season Jeremy won. But they had, was it Jeremy? They had a vote, and people were literally in the audience with suitcases. Like, because they were, like, the final group of people. Uh-huh. So they're in the audience with suitcases when they still had a live finale. I don't know if you've ever experienced that. We need to go back to that desperately.
Yeah.
But they were literally the final however many, I don't know how many it was, were in the audience with suitcases. And Jeff was calling out, you're back. So it was crushing for, like, I felt bad for the people that were there with suitcases ready to go that didn't get chosen. But it was a fan vote.
So wait. They had suitcases. I was thinking, like, it was Deal or No Deal.
No.
And the audience had the suitcase.
No. They literally had suitcases. They were all sitting in the audience, and Jeff called the people that made the cast one by one onto that stage, and they got to play again.
He can't keep getting away with this. He can't.
It was cruel, but that's what I want for 50. I want there to be a pool of people that the fans get to choose the people. Like, I want the fans to choose. And I mean,
they're already doing votes every week.
They
can look at those if they want.
Like, I need Chantel Smith, and then I don't care who else makes the season.
Nice.
I love her. I want her.
Yeah. Same. All right. We need a beautiful black moment of the episode. For my choice, it is Gabe convincing Sam to give up his shot in the dark, because why not?
Is he the only black one left?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to join you, because I don't know what else I would pick, you know? Like,
it also can be your black girl joy watching the episode.
Oh! I liked the fact that Teenie started the episode so hurt, you know, really, it seemed like that really cut her deep and went back to, like, she talked about real emotions that came to her from her real life. So I was super happy to see that later in the game, even though we didn't see Genevieve go home, she was slapped into reality. She was, like, slapped out of this, oh, I'm hurt, I'm mourning, like, the fact that she didn't want to work with me, I'm taking it personal. She let it go, and she was willing to go for Genevieve's neck. I need her to continue that energy. So that's my beautiful black moment. She was hurt, she was struggling, she picked it up, and she was trudging forward. Now I just need her to keep that energy, but I like that from her.
Yeah.
I like her. There's something about her. I think she's beautiful. I love those big brown eyes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm rooting for her really, really hard. So that's my beautiful black moment.
Absolutely. And I am going to say shout out for Teeny for my chaotic bi moment.
Okay.
My chaotic bi moment is absolutely Teeny eyeing Sierra and Saul and being like, Like, it was like they were a stan of the show and just watching the show for a second. But I do want to speak to also that dynamic. I will say, my gay self, once Teenie said, well, I'm mourning all this with Genevieve, I'm like, do we have a crush? Are we going to bring up? Are we going to bring up an ex and, like, the first gay girl, gay person heartbreak? Because that's like another level.
And if that is playing into how Teenie's feeling, I'm pissed that they didn't give more of that.
I was just projecting though. I was just being very gay. I was just being very gay, and I'm like, gay? And then it was like, no, gay in another way. My identity and gender. And I'm like, Still for it. Cool. I'll save that fan fiction for later.
Okay, I think my moment would be some more of Andy. Like, he's just really become somebody that I enjoy, and I love his villainous energy. So my chaotic bi moment is just Andy, Andy's confessionals, Andy's willingness to be cutthroat, to give all this like evil villainous energy that is literally, I love his confessionals.
And oh, yeah.
Also, like how outspoken he is about his transformation and how cutthroat, I'm questioning like how much of that beginning mess was real.
Like, I think it's real because, like, I've always said, like, I'm also an anxious girly.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes you have to, like, you already think in your head that it's that bad, and having the emotional blow up and kind of, like, forcing the worst thing to happen so you then know your place. Because Andy said right after that, he was like, actually, I'm good because now I know where I'm at. I don't have the pressure of, am I at the top, the middle? I know I'm at the bottom. I know what to do now, and I work my way up.
And that he did. Like, he did exactly that because he said he's no longer the Andy that was at the beginning at the bottom. And the analogies he gave about having all these relationships in this web is true. All these people are coming to him. It's such like a 180 from the beginning of the game. That's why I'm like just such a fan, and I'm rooting for Andy so hard. I really want to hear what he would say at the end. Cause his energy and the way he does it just feels like also like a sense of pride. You know what I mean? Like he's proud of himself.
Absolutely.
It's not like cocky Rome off-putting. It's like, look what I've done. Like, I'm coming into my own. And that energy, I think, could really resonate with a jury.
Absolutely. This is actually, you just reminded me, my first episode, I didn't give it to Andy for the chaotic vibe. I have been finding ways, and he always gives. So, but yeah, I'm just like, Teeny, I see you in multiple ways on this show. So, is there anything else you wanted to say about this episode or the season?
No, I'm just anxious to see next week and to see where this goes. Andy looking like he's cooking up some other plans. So I'm anxious for next week.
He's a busy bee.
He is.
All right. Where can people follow you?
I'm just Janelle Michaud on every major social media platform. Usually you can find me with Silent Podcasts. I talk about Big Brother, do Exit Press over there. We're on a hiatus because the season's over, but that's where you can find me.
Nice. And I am Nicole Weaver, guys, your host. Please follow Black by Reality across all socials. And that's about it. Right now, we're just doing Survivor until Traitors.
Ooh, I'm excited for this season. I can't wait.
I already saw an interview with Bob the Drag Queen, and the interviewer was like, how did it feel filming with all these reality TV legends? And Bob was like, I didn't know those people. So, I'm ready.
Yeah, I am interested to see Danielle and Brittany. They didn't leave off on Reindeer Games on the best foot. So I'm interested to see how that goes in Reindeer Games.
I'm also interested in all the gay.
Yes.
Like, Gabby Windy is now out and with a woman since being on The Bachelorette. There's another gay. Chriselle! Chriselle!
Yeah. She's from what?
Selling Sunset.
Okay, I have heard of her, but I don't watch Selling Sunset.
Yeah, she's everywhere. So after Justin Hartley of Tracker, where he, in this episode, there was a commercial that he's finding a dog. Sure. So after her marriage and divorce with him, she's with G-Flip, her first queer relationship. So the fact that that's happening, and Gabby's there, and Bob the drag queen, I need the gays to rise up. Well, Danielle can join.
Yes.
Danielle's
welcome. I love Danielle.
But I just hope that happens.
Yeah, let's see. Soon. Was in January, right? Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Yep. All right, guys. That's it for now. I hope you feel visible and stay visible today. Bye.
Bye, guys.